This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I was surrounded by Commanders last night at the game.
Mm-hmm.
They were all around me.
Pretty neat.
What a turnout of Commanders players. I don't even know how the Caps were able to scrounge up that many tickets because they're hot commodity at this point and the place is absolutely packed. But the same seats that Jake Irvin and Mackenzie Gore were sitting in on the glass one night earlier, that are clearly like Caps tickets on the glass or whatever, were given to the quarterback room. So Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, and Sam Hartman sat right on the glass, pounding the glass. And they were like catty-cornered from me through the glass, right around the bend, like 10 feet away if you could go, you know, straight across. And so I was watching them for much of the night. I was not only watching the Capitals, I was watching Jaden Daniels watch the Capitals. But I posted a bunch of videos, if you want to go check them out, at Grant H. Paulson, reaction shots when they won or scored to Jaden. I'm not sure anyone's ever had more fun at a hockey game. The next time I see him, I've got to ask him. I'm sure he's been to a game or two since he got to D.C., or he's been to games before. But like, what his experience has been with hockey in the past. I'm just telling you, he loved the atmosphere. I don't have to ask him. He was jumping around and waving his towel. The Unleash the Fury bit that they do in the third period, mm-hmm. which is one of the great relics in D.C. sports. If you guys aren't familiar, generally with about 4 to 6 minutes to go in the third period at a stoppage in play. But oftentimes whenever they need a boost, if things are getting sideways or squirrely, anytime in the middle of the third, they play their hype-up video that gets everyone out of their seats. You're told to stand up and you start clapping and then everyone screams, Unleash the Fury, with Tom Green from the movie Road Trip way back in the day. And the whole building is bedlam. It's the loudest it is at any point for any Capitals game. And they do it right before they drop the puck. And there's just this great momentum that carries over into the game often. But if you've never experienced it or seen it before, whenever I bring someone new to a Caps game, I always make sure we're in our seats and I say, hey, watch the board here. This is Unleash
here
the Fury.
Comes, yeah.
Like, this is the thing. And so I was looking over like, I'm hoping Jaden's paying attention. And you could just tell he loved it. He was jumping around.
He's probably like, what movie is this?
Thought it was the coolest thing.
Yeah, I've never seen it. It came out a long time ago because it's older than me. But yeah, dude, that's so cool. Watching people experience stuff like that for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know it sounds kind of dorky, but like watching my son watch Star Wars for the first time and be like, wow, like it's so cool. Those sorts of things are actually like priceless. So those guys, you know, like Sam Hartman, I think it was Mariota was sitting next to him as well. It was the quarterback room, right?
All three of them. Daniel.
Yeah. Like seeing those guys hang out on the glass at a Capitals game, watching a playoff game in person like that for the first time, probably, that's cool.
Trent Scott was directly behind me, one row behind me, with three of the linemen. Trent Scott, who is a swing tackle, but mm-hmm. he caught the first ever touchdown.
Jaden Daniels studying,
from
yeah.
Jaden Daniels, which could be a trivia question for years to come, because it was a tackle-eligible play against the Bengals in week two. And I kept turning around to him and watching him. He was getting amped up, but I was like, we got to get you out there, hit some people. He's like, let's go, let's go. But yeah, the Commanders were everywhere. There was a great photo they posted. They must have had about 15 players there total. I think it was the entire offensive line, and they were scattered around the arena. And then the three quarterbacks. I don't know that any other position groups went or how they divvied it up. But I bet they brought a whole party bus from Ashburn.
That's so fun, man.
And the Caps got them all jerseys, and they were, man. They really enjoyed themselves.
Having a grand old time. Love it.
But I just, you know, I know fans get excited for this. I just think it's really healthy, and it actually is beneficial when the sports teams support one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Nats,
I love it.
40% of their rotation was on the glass the night before wearing Caps gear. Now you've got the Commanders. you want to see that. At a game I was at very recently, it might have been the 894 Ovi game, actually,
okay. When
he tied the record. Bilal Coulibaly was sitting a couple rows over from me.
Awesome.
From the Wizards at his home arena.
Right. You know, it's kinda, he knows the way around there. Yeah.
No longer hardwood, it's ice, but I can't get enough of that.
I love that. I eat it up. And I know it's probably, you know, a little bit theater. I know it's probably a little bit naive, where I just want to pretend that they're all friends.
Some of it is like, hey, be here at this time. We're going to hand you a jersey. You stand up. But they did it in a good way. Like, in the first period, they came to those guys. And Jaden, as you know, is just royalty in this town.
Mm-hmm.
So it was electric. I mean, the response he got was one of the loudest pops of the entire night. Maybe it was for Hartman and Mariota. I'm not sure, because all three of them were on camera.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sam Hartman's very handsome.
Handsome.
Could have been a lot of women screaming. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
If it was higher pitch for when he was introduced,
exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah. So he got on the mic and got everyone going, tried to cut a promo. But they did a cool thing where they all three signed a football and then launched it into the crowd all over the different like places they had chosen.
Mm-hmm.
So Jaden's throwing it, you know, 30 rows up to the right. And Sam's lobbing one over. Mariota scrambled.
Ran it. Yeah. Thank you.
We both were on
that. Same joke there. Yeah.
But, you know, all three of them threw a football, which was good. But what I wanted to bring up real quick about Jaden before we move on from that element of the game last night, I found this amazing. So he was sitting in the front row. They showed him on the camera in the first period, and it's the worst kept secret in the world. As soon as word gets out by one or two people noticing you that are just sitting around you, it's going to spread like wildfire, right? So to the point where in stoppages, like people were coming up and he'd kind of lean over and take a little picture if they were nearby. But what normally happens in these situations with a player of this magnitude, I've seen this a million times, a security guard or somebody will just escort you up the aisle before the end of the period. So with like a minute left in the period or whatever, so that you're not trying to walk up when everyone else is walking up, because it's a packed arena.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Shoulder to shoulder, there's no open seats. You just get escorted out of there and you wave like a princess in the parade or whatever, and you just go hide out in a suite or do, you know, somewhere else, right? Not only did he not get escorted out before the end of the period, he stood there in the intermission, which spans between like 18, 19 minutes, and took pictures with hundreds of people. And it was a madhouse. Like, I honestly think it was a security concern. They had our buddy Charlie Moulet from PR mm-hmm. with them. But until like, I don't know, 15, 18 minutes after the end of the period, right before the end of intermission, I didn't see one security guard come down. They eventually got someone come down. Like, the whole section and kids from all over and people from all over the arena, it was like a big receiving line. We're walking down to the front to get these pictures and to hang out. And Daniels, to his credit, he must have taken hundreds of photos. And at one point, like, went up and was in different rows shaking hands. And I mean, he just hung out.
Yeah, because you'd be forgiven if it's like, hey, I got to run to the restroom. I've been sitting in my seat, you know, for whatever.
You'd be
forgiven
if that, which is probably not a fun, borderline miserable experience for him, because it's every night and it's constant. If you just didn't want to do that,
mm-hmm.
and you just said, I just want to be a guy at a hockey game with my buddies. I don't want to do this. And you just go sit in a suite.
Yeah.
He just chilled and wore it and was the belle of the ball, and I couldn't believe it.
Elect him mayor, please.
Yeah.
Whenever that football thing is done, please be in charge of stuff.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
Man.
That's I wouldn't have the patience for that, even at my age. But just to that point, just real quick from before, The local guys supporting each other in the different, whether they become friends or are kind of going through similar stuff. I know one of my favorite all-time sports memories is a hammered Max Scherzer and a hammered Ryan Zimmerman wearing like fireman's gear, cap stuff, holding the full deals, yelling Unleash the Fury or Let's Go Caps, that kind of thing, like where it felt authentic, not just, hey, I kind of played golf with TJ Oshie at a charity event one time. I'll swing by a game. But when it like feels that we're all pulling in the same direction and you like the same things that I like, to your point, it builds and it becomes this community thing. It's not adversarial anymore where you're competing for everyone's attention. It's the high tide raises all the boats. And that's how it feels.
I think Will in Stafford was at the game last night. He swung by City Tap House.
Oh, we saw Will.
Yeah, hung out with him for a bit. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, guys. Good seeing y'all. Doing good, man. Good seeing y'all yesterday, meeting you guys. And the crab and corn hush puppies were great at the tap house last night.
I agree. They're so good.
Yeah, but I was going to tell you, Grant, I was in the section between you and Jaden in the QB room, about 10 rows off the glass.
Okay.
And I was there was the wives and girlfriends on one side of us, and then a group of ladies on the other side in different coats. And it turned out I was sitting next to Coach Carberry's wife. nicest lady, you know, real nice, real pleasant to talk to. And I told her, you know, your husband's been great and, you know, brought a breath of fresh air to the city, you know, but she was real cool. But Luke McCaffrey came up and sat like right on her end, got pictures with him. You know, it was I almost found myself paying more attention to those guys in the actual game, which I never thought would happen.
Yeah, but it's funny.
No, it was a great time.
Appreciate you, bro. Good call. Yeah, I was, like I said, I was watching the game, but I was also watching them watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
Who loves Spencer Carberry more, his wife or me? Because she gets mad at him, I bet, for just daily things.
Yeah, like being a husband. Like, you have annoying habits.
Like, my wife doesn't like me that much. Your wife can't stand you, I'm sure, same way as my wife hates me.
Well, loves me, but doesn't like me very much.
Yeah, she'll love you, but she doesn't like you.
Right.
Same with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder. Like, I probably like Carberry more than his wife.
Because where are the negatives for you?
I don't have any.
You see what I'm saying?
Zero.
Like, she's got stuff that's like, God, I wish he wouldn't clear his throat that way.
Doesn't matter.
Or lets the dishes soak. Or, you know, has multiple glasses of water around the house. That none of those things bother you.
No. He gives a great post-game after a win speech.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets the game puck? Let's give it to Logan tonight, huh? JR in Boston. What's up?
What's up, fellas? Listen, Grant, I have to say that you were right. I kept calling in before the playoffs started and was concerned how they just weren't playing well for the last month. And the last two games, they have come out and proven, and you're right, that they can flip the switch. I didn't think that was even possible. They've come out and dominated. But, like, what drives me crazy and, like, my big concern of, like, things from the past is the fact that when it comes to high danger chances, especially after they scored two goals in 60 seconds, whatever, they dominated like the next 10 minutes and should have had another two or three goals. Both these games,
totally,
when it comes to high danger chances and skill and everything else, should have been like 5-1, 5-2. It was all Caps. But like, that's why we love and hate hockey all the same, because it's the only sport where you can dominate 70% of the game and still lose.
It's the best and the worst. Isn't
all at the same time.
Thanks for the call, man. Yeah, no claiming victory just yet. I mean, if they lose the series, it won't be because they couldn't flip the switch. But,
and that was kind of my point after game one. It's the thing that I was worried about, I'm not worried about anymore. Now, just does Logan Thompson make the incredible save or not?
Now it's the hockey.
Regular
players.
Hockey. Yep.
And they're up 2-0, but they got a lot of work to do. What would you guess high danger chances have been between the two teams so far, the discrepancy?
In my mind, it's even, but maybe that's stupid.
Take a guess through two games.
10-10.
31-17 Caps over the Canadiens. Almost 2-1.
See, it doesn't feel like that way because the last part of each game
exactly
is that way. I, by the way, I undershot by a lot. How about that?